line toll-free. And bring up whatever you like. 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
And we're going to jump right into your phone calls. You can, again, bring up anything. Let's go to Mike in Ohio on the amp lines. Hello, Mike.
Mike? Hey, guys. I missed the beginning. Yes, I missed the beginning of the show where Pete was on. I was just wondering if you guys could briefly rehash how he got out.
Sure. Pete Ayer from LibertyOnTour.com. As we discussed earlier in the week, he was arrested for wearing a hat in court and refusing to remove it, although he didn't really wasn't given much of a chance. They pretty much just snapped right around and arrested him for it. They threw him in a jail cell as a result of that, carried him out physically, and they were planning on keeping him there because he wasn't giving information. He wasn't what they call processing. And so because of that, they will hold on to you until further notice, basically. We've had one of our friends, Sam, he was held 58 days or 57 days for doing pretty much the same thing. Pete basically decided after spending most all the entire week in jail that he felt like he could do more on the outside, and especially considering his partner, business partner, Ademo, had been put in for 60 days on a contempt of court charge. So he felt like he could do more on the outside, and plus he was also starving himself. He was fasting, and he was pretty hungry as well. So his choices were to end his fast and start eating and stay in jail, or give up information and get out and end his fast that way as well. So he decided to process today, went ahead and gave up the information. They then released him on a PR bond, personal recognizance. He's got an arraignment scheduled on the so-called disorderly conduct charge, as well as resisting arrest charges, all of these stemming from his wearing of a hat in a courtroom. So that arraignment is coming up on February 9th. So that's what's going on.
Oh, great. Well, I guess I support whatever move he makes with that, but I got to say I am happy to see that he went forward to get and with the process in order to get out, because I think he does more good on the outside than being stuck in a cage. But
He is out, and of course he's blogging over at libertyontour.com, and so folks can keep up with him there. Also copblock.org. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with Pete and Ademo here on Free Talk Live. So what else did you want to share tonight?
Today I was on the interstate in Ohio here, and I have an out-of-state license plate. It's a Wisconsin plate, and I basically assumed, I drove by his sheriff's car, and I wasn't speeding or anything, but the guy read my plate that it was out-of-state plate, so he pulls out into the interstate, and it took him a while to catch up to me. I kept, obviously kept going. He finally catches up to me, and this car is following right behind me. He's coming up right behind me, so I decide to slow down to see if he'll decide to pass me and go ahead of me. He switches lanes, only goes as far as to basically get at the same distance or same speed that I'm going, and then slows down and then comes right behind me. This went on for about 5 minutes. I wasn't speeding, wasn't doing anything. All of a sudden, the flashing lights come on, and he's going to pull me over. So I'm just like, I really, wonder what the hell is going to go on because, what's he going to say he pulled me over for? So he comes over and he says he pulled me over because he thought that I may have been falling asleep at the wheel.
Wow.
Let me tell you, ever since I saw the cop car, I was as alert as you could be.
I bet. Adrenaline's pumping through your veins at that point.
It's so interesting the tricks that they can use in order to pull you over. And, I guess if you would have chosen not to, I don't have any problem with, some cop, having a little chat with me on the side of the road. But, some people have things to do.
I have a problem with it. I'm going somewhere if I'm on the road.
Exactly.
Right. And this isn't a friendly chat. If you would have decided, I don't think I've done anything wrong, I'm going to continue about my day. Like, literally, this would have turned into a huge incident.
Yeah, guns drawn.
Guns drawn, lights on, helicopters, cops everywhere. Mm-hmm. because you didn't feel like turning, you know, pulling over because this guy has some bullcrap excuse about you maybe were falling asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, it was totally something new for me, I guess, to be told that. I mean, and then I thought about it more. It's like, well, cops could pull this all the time to get somebody pulled over. Sure. Usually they have to, like, say, you know, there's a light out in your car or something, yep. or you're speeding, you know, but this one, no, we think you were falling asleep.
So did you run your tag?
Oh, yeah. I comply with them and everything, and he just let me go eventually. But I guarantee you, I had the feeling that he was looking for any way he could to try to search my car. He never asked to, but on the side of the car, he was like a narcotics agent or something. Mm. And after he let me go, about maybe 2 miles down the road, there was three squad cars that pulled over a truck, and they were going through this guy's truck. So it was like some sort of a thing they were just trying to get.
Yeah, maybe,
you know,
like a highway drug interdiction thing. So just to recap here, you were driving your car, which has Wisconsin plate on it, in Ohio.
Yeah.
Are you driving like
I'm
a beat up?
Kind of,
is it like a beat up car, like
no,
something
I'm
that a hippie would drive?
2005 Pontiac Grand Prix, a nice car. And
you're not black, are you? Driving one black. I'm just trying to think of like
no,
what's
real though.
Why did this guy target you? Because normally the cops will target a certain type of.
I think
person.
It's just an out of state plates. You know, he wanted to take a chance with his revenue fishing and just, you know, cast a line on this guy.
Right, and it's just kind of, you know, I don't know, it's kind of scary how that sort of thing can happen, but I decided to just basically comply and try to move on and get out of there without any sort of, you know, fines or anything like that.
What else are you going to do, you know?
But
very good.
Here's a question for you, Mike. If you were in New Hampshire and you were a resident of New Hampshire with this amazing supportive community around you, would you have decided to fight that? Would you have asked questions instead of complying? I'm just curious. Obviously, it's a
You know, yeah, I think I would have been more inclined to. I mean, I didn't have anybody in the car with me, and normally I have a keychain video camera, and I had just lost that the night before. Otherwise, I would have turned that on during this thing. But
those things are cool, man.
Yeah,
they are so cheap these days.
I picked it up for $15. And it's really a good recorder.
Yeah, you never know when you're going to need something like this. They call the camera the new gun, and I swear it really is. To be able to record an incident like this, or you know, any kind of incident, to be able to record it, you can get these cameras out as quick as you could get some kind of weapon out. Then you have that evidence, and you do it without without causing violence to your neighbor. I think they're great.
You never know when a routine traffic stop is going to turn into anything but routine, so it's important to have these recording devices available. And even if it is just a routine traffic stop, having cameras trained on the police gets them used to the idea of people recording them. Of course, it helps if you have other activists in the area that are doing the same thing. And not only should you have a keychain cam or some other sort of hidden camera that you can activate, but also the Freedom Cam is awesome. I'm not just saying that because they're a sponsor. I didn't realize how awesome they were when they started sponsoring us. They sent us a couple of these cams. Mark, you've yet to actually install yours, but I actually took the time to install mine. It didn't take very long. It's very easy. You don't have to even drill a single hole. You install this sucker on your dash or on your windshield. It can record the entirety of the inside of your car. And it does it constantly. So while you're driving, it is constantly recording you and whoever's in your car. It's recording out front as well. So there's a dual recording. There's two cameras. There's one that's recording the front of your car, one recording inside your car. That way you get pulled over. That whole interaction, even if you're hair, you know, all kind of frazzled and like you don't know what to do and you can't grab your phone quick enough and you can't get to quick.com and you can't get any of that stuff done because you're distracted or whatever, that camera, the Freedom Cam, is recording the entire incident, and it's incredibly useful. It's an amazing technological, I think, advance, especially because, what is it, $289, I think, the last time I looked at it, at freedomcam.net?
Yeah, freedomcam.net.
So I recommend that in addition to having, you know, your quick.com on your smartphone or having a little keychain cam or something like that. Multiple cameras means it's more likely that you're going to get away from that scene with video footage that they haven't confiscated. Thanks for the call and the story tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9230. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the various features that you will find on the site completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. We give it away at freetalklive.com, and those features include the archives, listening options. Listening options actually include live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions. Webcam, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. In addition to that, 94 awesome radio stations from across the country that are bringing you the show at various different times. Our own satellite channel as well. Go get the details at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
The Totosac, it's the one-trip wonder. It's made of completely recycled materials right here in the United States. It is a retail grocery bag carrier. It's this hook that allows you to put as many grocery bags on there as you can fit, and it will allow you to carry far more groceries than you normally would be able to. So it eliminates multiple trips, either from the car to the house or from the grocery store out to the car. I prefer not to. I have to deal with a grocery car, a cart, when I'm going out to the car, so I just leave it in the grocery store and then take the stuff out in the Totosac. But this Totosac, you can see it at Totosac.us. That's TOTASAK.US. There's no C in Totosac. And go over there, get a family pack. They're extraordinarily reasonably priced. You won't believe how much easier your life is in this particular area. The Totosac will make it easier. Go check them out, Totosac.us.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we continue with your calls about what you want. David is in New Hampshire, and he's on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey, David, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking earlier about the divide of wealth and how the very small percentage was in power and had all the wealth and wanted to keep it that way, which obviously makes sense. So I was going to ask y'all what you think about the Citizens United decision and the corporate personhood and all that stuff. Do you know about
that? So, yeah, the Citizens United decision was about the rights of a corporation which is a government-created entity, a file folder that the government gives personhood to. And
person is a legal term.
Yeah, because a person is a legal term. And, the government says that because it has created this person, because you have sent it money and it has created the person, that those persons have rights, rights of speech, political activism. And the ways that corporations are able to go about their political activism is, of course, donations to political campaigns so that they can get more people into the government that will further recognize their personhood. And so, you know, what do we think about it? I can speak for myself. I think that papers aren't people. People are people. When you think that papers are people, you live in a schizophrenic weirdo world.
Well, that's what it is. It is that's exactly what it is. It's a schizophrenic weirdo world. Another way to put it is legal land, as Mark Stevens calls it in Adventures in Legal Land, which is a great book I highly recommend. You can get it over at markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C. But essentially, it is a fantasy. It is basically a world. The legal world is a... it's almost a religion in many ways, and it is, the idea is that they can somehow create legal, what they call legal fictions. That a corporation is nothing more than a file folder with some paperwork in it. A corporation is not Walmart. It is not Target. Walmart and Target are businesses who have owners who have applied for corporations and have been granted them, and the corporations essentially exist to give those business owners special benefits like protection from liability.
Yeah, probably the largest benefit of a corporation is the protection from the responsibilities for your actions. I don't think people should be able to give some money to the government and then cease to be responsible for actions that they have taken. Do you, David?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think you did either.
I went up and spoke about it in Concord, trying to hopefully, it was towards an amendment to the Constitution.
Yeah.
But there's a guy up there, Ken Blevins. Do you guys know him at all? Blevins, his last name.
Wasn't that the libertarian guy?
Yeah, he's a libertarian, and he spoke in favor. He was in the opposing position to what we've kind of concluded here.
So he thinks that corporations are people? Is that what?
Yeah, he was in favor of
corporations. Wow, what a joke. That's why I don't like the term libertarian, because all kinds of people call themselves that, and in my opinion, they don't understand it.
Right, it's an absurd idea that corporations are people. I think it's obviously that's obvious to anyone who has some intellect in their brain or wherever they want to put it.
Right.
But I think that the key to remember is that anytime the government creates this fiction, anytime they put words on the paper, they're creating more of this fiction, more of this illusion, more of this religion. and that's pretty much all they have is their holy books are called code, and their holy books are called law and regulations instead of Bible and Quran.
Yep.
That's all it is whatever they're creating and they put on paper. It's just a fairy tale.
Yeah, you know, the Citizens United decision that you're talking about was just another sort of modification to the funding, campaign funding sort of rules out there. Yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, corporations shouldn't exist and people shouldn't be limited in the amount of money that they can give to a candidate or the amount of, because basically what's happened the way it is, now a candidate is, you know, either has to be very wealthy or has to get a bunch of money from a bunch of different places or has to be bought and paid for by corporate, overlords. They've really stacked the deck against the average guy.
Yep.
David, anything else you want to share?
Oh, I was just going to speak about something real quick having to do with the trials of Adam and Pete real quick,
sure.
If I could.
Go ahead.
In the trial, when Adam went up and he had his opportunity to speak regarding his alleged
contempt of court.
Exactly. Yeah. I think he got punitive charges for not saying, "Oh, Mr. Judge, I'm so sorry, I was wrong," and stuff like that. And the judge just didn't hear what he wanted to hear, and he was mad about it, and I think that's
there was
why
nothing
he got that
no, there was nothing he could have said that would have saved him from jail in that case. I don't believe that's
60 days is excessive, though.
Yeah, I agree. Really excessive.
Yeah, for essentially, for those that don't know what we're talking about, you can go to freekeen.com or copblock.org and scroll down, and you'll find the video footage of this. Ademo, who is from libertyontour.com, spoke out in a very negative fashion in court, and it was pretty, you know, as it was described in the newspaper, profanity-laced tirade. He was very upset at what the people, the man in the robe and his associates were doing there, and he made it very clear.
Right.
And so as a result, they shackled him.
And I think it was inappropriate behavior. But, you know, kicking him out of court, if this occurred any place else in the world, somebody's just going to say, "Hey, you quit your foul mouth diatribe and get out of here."
Well, I don't know about that. In some other places, you might have been executed. But
I'm talking about any place. Normal people are going to kick you out of their store, their home, or whatever.
Right, exactly. Any non-government place. Gotcha. Yeah. Hey, thanks, David, for the call. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. And if you call a different number right now, you can win a two-pack of the Totosac. Help you bring those groceries back in from the car, probably in one trip. Go to totosac.us to learn more about it. And call in at 603-435-1105. If you want to win, that's 603-435-1105. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive there, and if you are a lady listener, you can actually become part of the Shrine. Get the details at shrine.freetalklive.com.
So much of the United States has been cold and covered in snow recently. How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, although there'll certainly be some speeches and a debate. It's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a lot more to do. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. The deadline is March the 1st. The rates are as low as $535. Double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231, we can continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Let's go to Greg in Massachusetts. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
How's it going, guys?
So, hey, Greg. What's on your mind, sir?
I just got home from work, so I'm just tuning in. But have you guys heard the reports that Egypt has shut down the entire internet in that country as well as SMS text messages as of tonight regarding further protests being planned?
Wow. This seems to be the way they do it now. The countries that are having the problems as far as people speaking out against the government, taking to the streets, that kind of thing. They're shutting down Facebook. They're shutting down Twitter. They're shutting down the internet.
It's important for activists to have a backup plan in these instances. And I mean, it seems unbelievable that something like that could happen because we're so used to having the internet in our lives. But the internet service providers, and as you mentioned earlier, JJ, when we were talking about these protests and these revolutions in detail in Tunisia, the ISP is the government. So
yes.
It's no problem for them to shut down the internet if they want to. I don't know what the situation is in Egypt.
How do they deal with the SMS text messages.
I don't know the exact situation. Supposedly, so protesters, though, they have a backup plan. Protesters are circumventing the blocks by using mobile applications, which apparently still work, and I guess some sort of like proxy website can be used. So apparently there's still like some way to get in, but it says here that the DSL landline and 3G services have all been taken offline in Cairo, and I've been unable to access the servers of Egyptian news agencies. I can't access the servers.
Wow, that's desperate.
It is a good sign that things are not going their way, and the government is doing its last-ditch efforts to preserve their grip on the tyranny.
Facebook has also confirmed, because Facebook was asked about it, Facebook has confirmed that their traffic from Egyptian users has dropped off.
Thanks for the heads up on that, Greg. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's all. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. JJ, you're right. I mean, that is definitely an indicator that communication is destroying the legitimacy of the government. It's putting it in jeopardy, and they just can't have people talking.
Right. Here in Keene, we've got two-way radios that we use to coordinate efforts with activists. It's a good backup system.
That's right. Also
ham radios, shortwave radios are also handy to have if you want to talk from one regional area to another regional area. And
that needs to be a little better, I think, put together. It's in its initial stages.
It's more sophisticated than what people really think, because you do have to understand some of the radio functionality. You have to understand antennas a little bit in order to broadcast at a certain frequency with the most amplitude you can get.
It's true. However, it is possible to kind of plug and play. If you've got some radio rats or radio geeks that know what they're doing when it comes to installing these things, you could just have them go around and install multiple setups for people. And then once it's installed, it's pretty much plug and play. I mean, you flip it on, you turn to the right channel, and you click the push to talk button, and you're on the air, basically.
Yes, barring any sort of weather conditions or other phenomenon, yes.
So it's definitely worth putting time into. The trick there is that there's an investment, there's a cash investment involved in, say, getting a base station, getting an antenna, like a real antenna, because we've got different types. We've got the handhelds, which are good for crosstalking, you know, in the downtown area, but it's certainly handheld to handheld is not going to get outside of town. Then you've got more of like the base station / mobile rig. We can put a mobile unit in your car or your truck. You can hook a base station up or hook a mobile up as a base station at your home and connect that to an antenna that's like 16 feet tall and up on top of your roof or something like that. Then you can actually talk back and forth between different cities and different towns, and that's really useful. But you're looking at an investment of a few hundred dollars. It's not a lot, mind
you. No, it's not.
But it is an investment. It's an investment of money. It's an investment of time for something that really is only going to be useful in activist circumstances and perhaps emergency circumstances.
Well, also those people that are into the ham radio or the shortwave radio, shortwave would be more for from one side of the planet to the other, whereas the ham is more the mid-range,
mm-hmm.
because the shortwave actually works by bouncing off the ionosphere.
Yep.
So then you can talk to, like, Russia from here. But I think a lot of people, if they realize the value of communication, especially in crisis situations, that having these backup systems is well worth that small investment that you talked about.
I think so. I found it incredibly useful when we are doing activism. Whenever the activists on the ground have two-way radios in their hands, it has, in many instances, been very, very useful to assist with communications. Because as Greg was pointing out, if they shut down a cell phone network, if they lean on Sprint or whoever, the different providers, and say, all right, shut her down, they're going to do it. The corporations, as we talked about before, corporations are essentially do-boys for the government. I mean, they have asked the government for permission to have a limited liability, and in return, they're the government's bitch. So when the government comes along and says, we want to see your information, or we want you to shut down this service, or we want you to do this and that, they usually will do it. Sometimes they'll respond with a lawsuit, and that'll take years to resolve, but in the meantime, they usually obey whatever it is the government demands. So they come in and they shut down Sprint, they shut down all the other phone providers. You can't use that cell phone. You thought you'd be able to call your friends in an emergency on it. Sorry, it's been turned off. At that point, two-way radio is really your only option.
Yeah, I think a good point to make with all of this is that you see the providers as business people, and sure, they care about their customer and they care about collecting that revenue. But at the same time, a lot of these monopolies are maintained by their government ties, and they understand that in order for me to be this huge market shareholder without competition and without other people breaking into my market, I need that government backing up my grip on the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these big companies are just going to roll over with whatever, you know, orders or executive orders come from the president or whoever else makes them.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So one of the things I'm looking to do this spring when the ground thaws out is have a pole installed on the side of my house and put that antenna up there so I can, you know, talk to other people that are in different areas. And I think the more people that we can get doing that, the better prepared we'll be for some sort of eventuality like this. And, you know, even if that day doesn't come here in America, which I hope it doesn't because I sure do love the Internet, I'd hate to see it shut down. I don't know what I would do with my day. But if that probably reads in books, but if that actually happened, we'd have the ability to communicate. And that's so important. Communication is the critical aspect in what these revolutions that we've been talking about here, because people have been able to talk online and they've been able to trade ideas and memes and concepts have been able to spread without the former go-betweens, without the world of academia getting in the way or without the mainstream media getting in the way, just person-to-person interaction. That is what has been spurring the change, and it's what's spurring the change here in this country. As we pointed out before, Free Talk Live, this radio program, would not exist if it weren't for the Internet.
Well, also, we can get into one other point about the cable network still being there. Even if they shut off the Internet, you're still interconnected with your neighbors if you're using cable because it's one massive network.
That's true. Are there reverse ways to...
You can definitely use those wires to communicate.
Very interesting. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live are coming up. 800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy it. BigHeadPress.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants.
Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we give to you on the site totally free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one way you can do that is by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and for as little as $3 a month, you can get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, as well as the commercial-free amp podcast. There's that, but another reason to do it is if you really like the show and you want to help get more people tuned in, well, that's what the amp dollars do. We take those $3 in that you contribute, and we turn it right back around, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board. So give you one example of what we do. We occasionally, a radio station won't have the equipment that they need to receive the show. They, you know, for whatever reason, maybe in a smaller market, they don't have the satellite receiver that's necessary. We'll buy it for them. Not a problem. Hey, you agree to put us on, we'll buy this receiver for you. And it's the Free Talk Live amplifiers that make that possible. It also sends us to radio conventions where we schmooze it up with the industry bigwigs, and, of course, to advertising to more radio stations. It's because of listeners like you contributing $3 a month to the AMP program. That's why we're on, coming up on 100 stations. Not quite. We're in the 90s. And it's going to go up from here, and it's all thanks to you. It's easier now for us to bring stations on than it was in the past. So your AMP dollars are actually more valuable now than they ever were as a result of that. So your $3 is actually worth more to us today than it was 5 years ago because, you know, our ads are more effective. We've been in the business for a long time. People are seeing our logos. They're knowing who we are. They know who I am because I call radio stations during the daytime. I talk to these guys, and it's thanks to listeners like you for amping. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us out that way, and we really appreciate it. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com at SACL CAI, and they're the top banner on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, continuing here with your phone calls. Ladies first, Laura is listening in Ithaca, New York, to WNYY. Hello, Laura.
Hi there.
Hey.
Appreciate your mentioning how important it is for citizen activists and people who are concerned about free speech to get online in other ways besides cell phones and the internet. Ham radio and shortwave radio are great, especially in repressed countries like Burma and Egypt, Tunisia.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to make a comment, and I'll listen to your comments the air, but you mentioned that companies like Sprint and so forth will just lie down and do what the government tells them. I might point out that it's actually the other way around in this country.
What do you mean by that?
That corporations tend to dictate what government does more so than the other way around.
Well, yes and
no. It's a hand-in-hand scenario.
They're really bed buddies, I mean, essentially.
Right. The corporations have no problem doing what the government wants in some areas, and in return, the government has no problem allowing corporations to write their own regulations and things like that.
Or to run the regulatory boards, for instance.
It's a hand-in-hand scenario. But you'll have to remember that the power that's exercised over you and I doesn't come from the corporations. It comes from the government. So if the corporations may be the finger on the trigger, the government's the gun.
Well, as you said, they go hand in hand.
Right. I think also during peacetime, it's a little bit different than wartime. In wartime, when the state feels threatened, it will do whatever it can to defend itself or whatever it's possible. But as far as peacetime, or whatever you want to call it, when things aren't going so bad or isn't a crisis, then yes, I think the business does have more say, and they can spend their money to get politicians to vote whichever way they feel they need to vote.
Thanks, Linda.
Well, I can't remember the time that wasn't a wartime lately.
Yeah, okay. No doubt. It's an endless war. Yes.
Well, government needs war. Thank you, Linda. I appreciate it. Government needs war. It's an important tool that it uses to expand itself. Was it Randolph Bourne that said famously that war is the health of the state?
I don't know.
I believe so, and he's absolutely right about that, because when the state is
involved... Who's the great presidents? All great presidents have to have been responsible for the deaths of many, many, many people.
The more they've killed, the greater they are, right? According to historians.
Which is why Abraham Lincoln is such a great president, because he killed so many good Americans.
Yeah, more than any other president.
Right, he must be really great, because he killed his own people.
Right.
I mean, that's especially great.
You have to be really caring to kill your own people. Yeah.
They were the naughty ones, though.
So we're going to continue here and bring on Scott the Bigot, listening in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Scott.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I listened to Barack Hussein Obama's speech, and this black is way over his head. I don't consider him a president. He got in because he's a puppet master for our Zionist-occupied government. Make no mistake about it. The Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, and the other evil international Jewish bankers on Wall Street installed him. George Soros, you know who George Soros is. He's a Jewish banker who's made billions playing currency games on Wall Street. And he is installed by the American Israel Public Affairs Committee.
How is Barack Obama different than George Bush?
He's black.
There's a little bit of extra melanin
in his skin, certainly.
The American people deserve what they get. And forget that Barack Hussein Obama is black, and I use the word Hussein because he's a Muslim and he's
technically
black.
Technically, he's a mulatto, for
he's
what
a
it's
mulatto.
Worth.
He's definitely not a white.
But that's black enough for you, right, Scott?
Generally considered a pejorative term, at least it was used in that, at times.
What's a better term?
In that
mixed?
I guess
he's definitely not a he's mongrelized. He's not a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. But let
We're
me tell
all
you something.
Mongrelized.
By your mind, by your hate-filled, bigoted mind, Scott, is Barack Obama worse? Excuse me, is a full-on black person worse than a mix, a half and half?
Worse
or is
than
it,
what?
Is a full-on 100% black person worse in your mind than someone who's only 50% black?
They're both horrible.
So is it as soon as you get a percentage, like a point, 2% or
he
something?
He said one drop of black blood, he said in the past.
That's right. That's
I'm just trying to understand here.
There's no understanding this.
You know what? Speaking of somebody that there's no understanding, if you could just hang on for one moment, Scott.
Somebody wants to talk to you.
We actually have somebody who has been waiting to talk to you, and I hopefully our board op can do this. Is it possible to bring on Linda in Washington with Scott the Bigot? Linda, hopefully we can bring you on here and do a little conference call. I didn't give the board op a heads up on this in advance, so if it's not possible, I understand. But
Scott, I want you to concentrate on this call and be sure to answer her questions.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. Is Linda there? Do we have Linda? He may need to be transferred to like a special line or something like this, so it may not end up working out. Anyway, Linda is on the line here. Hello.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Linda, you're on with Scott.
Hello.
Yep, you're on with Scott.
You're both of you on.
Linda, you're on the air. You need to go and talk.
Start talking, Linda.
You're usually pretty good at this, so go right ahead.
We'll fast for peace.
You're going to fast for peace?
Yes.
I don't understand what she said.
If the whole world fasted like Gandhi, we would see great results for this struggle to survive world order.
There's never going to be any peace among the races. The whole, as Adolf Hitler said in Mein Kampf, all of life
is... Well, they're the original sun worshippers.
What's that? We're not sun worshippers. This whole world is...
Sure, that's where they got the black pigment.
Well,
what?
You sound like you're on drugs, dear. It sounds like you're a flower child. You're pumped up on drugs.
Any woman who doesn't agree with you is on drugs or something.
No, at least I'm coherent, dear. I may be a racist and anti-Semite, but I have all my faculties.
Well, racism and sexism are one.
You're one of those love mankind, love thy neighbor.
And I am too. And thank you both for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That is the one thing I can certainly agree with the lady on. Normally, I can't understand a word that she says, but I think Scott, the bigot, did interpret her correctly, and that she is interested in peace. And I like that.
Yep.
I'm all in favor of that. And I understand that in order to have peace, we need to understand that human beings are human beings, regardless of what their skin color is or the color of their eyes are, and regardless of the plot of land on which they were born. Coming to that conclusion first is an important fact, and then breaking down these man-made and government-created walls that have been put up between those human beings called borders and things like that to just destroy those ideas and bring people back together. I'm all in favor of that. I don't know if fasting is going to do it.
I could use a couple of days of fasting, I can tell you. I've got about 15 pounds I could lose. I'd like to take credit, by the way, for coming up with the idea of putting Scott and Linda on at the same time together to talk to each other.
Priceless. Yeah, that's good stuff. Homeless John is there in the remaining moments. Last 20 seconds for you, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well,
say something profound.
Here we go.
Go ahead, John. 10 seconds now. Go.
Yeah, I need 20, guys.
Welcome to America.
Oh, man. Thanks for the call. You can tell us more about why on another night. We're out of here for now. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.